This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Olivia Eberts. Governor Mike Dunleavy visited Bethel yesterday, where he spoke with regional leaders and visited Nepakiak to see its erosion. KYUK's Greg Kim spoke with Dunleavy while he was in town about his priorities for the YK Delta.
Dunleavy arrived in Bethel Wednesday morning at the invitation of the Yukon-Kuskokwim Regional Tribal Government. That's one of two organizations trying to unite the 56 tribes in the Delta under one government. Dunleavy said he was not trying to legitimize the YK Regional Tribal Government's effort.
I come to all parts of the state of Alaska at the invitation of anybody and everyone. You know, we were asked to come out and take a look at the school in the Pakiak and talk to folks about some of the issues and concerns out in this neck of the woods.
One of the region's main concerns is the declining salmon runs in the Yukon and Kuskokwim rivers. Recently, tribal groups have intensified calls to limit salmon bycatch in the Bering Sea. Dunleavy has created a state bycatch task force to look at that issue, but he said he's not ready to support reducing the limit of salmon bycatch that is allowed.
Well, first we have to understand it. First we have to look at all the data, all the science. We have to find out what type of fish are being intercepted, where are these fish really, what rivers are these fish destined for. We have to, again, turn over every stone to examine what is really going on before we jump to any conclusions.
He said the state's bycatch task force would seek to answer these questions. Dunleavy did not appoint anyone from the YK Delta to his bycatch task force. Public safety is another major priority for the region. Two recent incidents highlighted the need for improvements to public safety in Western Alaska. A fugitive who allegedly shot a person in Russian Mission evaded troopers for over 3 months, and a group of hunters spent a week stranded on the lower Yukon River before they were rescued. Dunleavy said that state troopers have since added 4 investigator positions in Bethel and are repositioning pilots and aircrafts to improve response times to Western Alaska villages. And he said the state would be working together with groups like the Association of Village Council Presidents to work on hiring more village public safety officers.
It's not a directive out of Juneau that's going to really take care of these issues. It's working collaboratively with the nonprofits.
More VPSOs is a goal many state politicians have sought, but their numbers have steadily decreased. Dunleavy did not offer new solutions. Dunleavy was also in the YK Delta to see the erosion threatening the school in Nepakiak. The governor has allocated $54 million in his proposed budget to build a new school there. It will be up to the state legislature to approve that funding. When asked his ideas for the many other communities in the YK Delta working to adapt to environmental threats, he said it would be a piecemeal approach.
Unfortunately, we don't have resources to address every single issue at this time. We come up with a prioritization list that hopefully will address the issues, starting with the most severe and most immediate, and then we work our way through the list.
Dunleavy's term as governor ends in December. He has announced that he is seeking re-election. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
COVID cases in the region are the highest they've ever been. The Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation reported 817 new cases last week, almost 100 more cases than the week before. KYUK's Alyssa Lachlan has the numbers.
The region's case rate continues to outpace state and national infection rates, which have dropped over the same period of time that the regions have spiked. The YK Delta's COVID case rate is currently 2 times higher than the state's. Despite having one of the highest case rates in the country, the Bethel City Council voted not to renew the city's mask mandate this week. The mandate will expire February 18th. Last week, the state announced almost 9,000 new COVID-19 cases across Alaska, a significant drop from the week prior. During that time, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta made up 9% of the state's new cases. According to state data, over 75% of adult hospital beds are still occupied, and 13% of those occupying hospital beds are COVID positive. Over the past week, in alphabetical order by community, YKHC announced 12 cases in Akyachuk, 15 in Akiak, 5 in Alaknuk, 13 in Aniak, 5 in Atmarluk, 195 in Bethel, 36 in Shefornik, 80 in Chivak, 11 in Eek, 3 in Emonik, 3 in Grayling, 21 in Holy Cross, 32 in Hooper Bay, 3 in Kalskag, 5 in Kasigluk, 18 in Kipnuk, 18 in Kungiganak, 11 in Kotluk, 22 in Queethluk, 15 in Quigilingok, 2 in Lower Kalskag, 2 in Marshall, 2 in Makoriuk, 39 in Mountain Village, 7 in Nepakiak, 22 in Nebuskiak, 12 in Nutok, 17 in Nunam Ikwa, 15 in Nunapachuk, 18 in Pilot Station, 45 in Quinnahawk, 1 in Russian Mission, 5 in Scammon Bay, 38 in St. Mary's, 3 in Tuksuk Bay, 9 in Tuluksak, 33 in Tuntutuliak, 13 in Tanunak, and 11 in unnamed YK Delta villages. In Bethel, I'm Alyssa Lachlan.
This is KYUK News. I'm Olivia Eberts. Koyana for listening. Please email us your news tips, comments, or suggestions to news@kyuk.org or message us on Facebook. And stay tuned for NewsUkTune coming up.